in. And then we have the angel with a donation of $50 that actually has that surgery coming up. So we are going to be mindful of that.
You know, I wanted to say something about the importance of supporting Christian radio. And this is my own personal something that just happened this morning. I just, you know, for a brief moment, I was just a little bit discouraged about something. And when I turned on the radio, they're just turning on the radio and hearing, I don't know if it was a song or somebody talking or something, but it just immediately, you know, it just broke whatever was that discouragement. And that was on my way here. So I just wanted to say that, you know, imagine turning on the radio and you're hearing hip hop or rap music, you know, instead of WCNO, and the importance of supporting Christian radio. And, you know, a lot of people are discounting radio nowadays because of social media and all these other platforms. But there's something, just getting in your car, turning that radio on, that, you know, there's a connection there. And WCNO is here to preach the gospel to lost souls, here to encourage the saints, and to help you with your walk with the Lord. And, you know, many of you, maybe you're only listening to hear some of the teaching programs. Maybe you like Trevor Banks. Maybe you listen. I remember that girl a couple of years ago, she said the only time she listens to WCNO is when Joyce Meyer was on. And, you know, Joyce has plenty of other platforms, but she chose to tune in when she was in her car on her way to school. That was a young lady. And, you know, many of you just listen to the teaching and then the music comes on and you just switch the channel to something else. Some of you listen just for the music. We have a lot of comments about the music selections, and many people are real happy with it. But whatever your reason for supporting or listening to WCNO, it's important that you give so that you can continue to receive encouragement and to know that your donations help to preach the gospel to people who are hurting, people that are in a bad spot, and people that do not know Jesus. So I just want to encourage you to give us a call, 772-221-1100. Even if, you know, maybe you've only listened for a few days. Some people, inevitably, every fundraiser, there's somebody that just happened to find our station because they heard the talking and they think that we're like this all the time, you know, but we only come to you twice a year to ask for those funds. And again, I just encourage you to give. If you've never given to WCNO, you know, just give whatever you can, $5, $10, whatever amount that the Lord puts on your heart. Just call it in. It's very easy. Call in. We just take your name, your address, if we don't have you in our system. Your name, your address, we'll process your card. And we don't keep card numbers on file. So your donations are safe. Everything's encrypted. Or if you just want to make a pledge, you can do that. 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. And, you know, another thing, when we, you know, we had those storms a few years ago and the power was out. I remember I was in my house and I'm thinking, oh no, I can't get online because the Wi-Fi was down and that you couldn't do anything. Of course, you can go out in your car, start your car up and listen to FM radio because it's there. And I know on my phone, there was a built-in app on my phone so I could listen to WCNO when there was no other way to listen to it. And that's a thing, you know, when you think about it, that's an old, you might think it's for the old people, but it's not for the old people. It's for everyone. And we just encourage you to call WCNO at 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100, and help us to raise the funds that we need to stay on the air for another 6 months.
Stone's getting ready to roll. I feel a faith that is starting to rise. And I see the world on the edge of revival. I think it's only a matter of time. So do it only. Hollow of power. I see a battle that's already won. And I see a church on the verge of revival. I see your kingdom is already come.
All right, Karen, we're going to continue with prayer and share and staying right here with you, bringing some good music as we move along through the morning. And that is just exactly the way it works. I have a donation in my hand coming in from an angel that just, this was a kind of a door-dashing angel, really, and bringing in $125 coming right into our matching funds this morning. $125, going to add that in. And you have something.
Amen. Yes, I have a gift here from Leslie in Port St. Lucie, a $50 donation here.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Well, we're moving. We're moving. Let's keep those phones ringing. 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And I think we have Mandisa here. Let's see. You keep hope alive.
Days may be darkest, but your light is great.